My dearly beloved in Christ, usually on the 12th Sunday after Pentecost, the sermon is on the parable of the Good Samaritan. It probably is one of, if not the best known parable that our Lord gave. So powerful is it in driving home the importance of charity. However, I would like today, instead of concentrating on the parable itself, I would like to reflect upon the opening words of today's gospel. And it says, our Lord said to his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For many kings and prophets desired to see what you see, and they have not seen it, and to hear what you hear, and they have not heard it." And we think to ourselves, how blessed were those people who lived in that small area of Palestine at the time of our Lord, and they saw him face to face. They saw his beautiful, majestic human features. And not only did they see him, but they heard from his own lips the things that we read in the Gospels. And we think how blessed they are. Imagine that for 4,000 years, holy and just men and women yearned for the coming of the Messiah. And yet it took so much time. There was one man who prayed that he would not die until he had seen the Redeemer. And God revealed to him that in fact he would not die until he saw the Redeemer. His name was Simeon. And when our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph entered the temple with the Christ child 40 days after our Lord's birth to present him in the temple, Simeon knew this was the Redeemer. And he said, "Now, O Lord, thou dost dismiss thy servant in peace, because my eyes have seen thy salvation." So he was privileged, but even more privileged, we might say, were those that not only saw our Lord, but heard his words. And that was only for the 3 years of our Lord's public life. And that was only in one little area of the world. You think of all the people who lived in the world at that time, the Roman Empire, throughout Europe, the Far East, all of the people, Africa, who lived, only those in Palestine beheld our Lord and heard his words. How blessed were they, how fortunate. And we could find ourselves perhaps being a little envious. I wish I had been there and heard our Lord and saw him and so forth. But my dear friends, can we not say of us, blessed are our eyes to see the things we see and our ears to hear the things we hear? You see every Sunday and perhaps on weekdays, you witness the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the greatest thing in the world. You see the beauty of the church building, the statues. You see the religious and the priests. You see your fellow parishioners. Blessed are our eyes to see the things that we see. And our ears, we hear the words of the epistle and gospel. We hear the sermons Sunday after Sunday explaining some facet of our faith. How blessed we are to see what we see, to hear what we hear. We have been very blessed, and let us never forget it. Let us live in the spirit of gratitude. I think to myself, what a beautiful life the Catholic life is. You, lay people, in your homes, striving to live your faith, you have your family circle. You have that bond of the members of your family, and you're teaching your children their faith. Certainly they have their faults and failings, but for a home that where the Sacred Heart has been enthroned as king of the home, where the family pray their rosary as a family rosary. They have common prayer as a family. The parents are teaching their children the faith. What a beautiful thing that is. There is their peace and harmony. There is joy. in that home. And indeed, our lives should be joyful. And if they are not, why are they not joyful? Is it because we're allowing the world to seep into our home? Is it because we are using the entertainments of the world that may be displeasing to Almighty God? We should examine ourselves. Do I have that joy that I should? Remember how the early Christians converted pagans more by their example than their words. The pagans around them would see the early Christians and they would think, they're so happy. They're so joyful. I want to have what they have. And then they would inquire, they would learn about the faith, the true faith. We ourselves have that faith. We know why God made us. We know why we are here. We know where we are going, where what we are destined for after this relatively short life, to be with God forever. And that thought should fill us with joy. So let us thank God for what we see, what we hear, and what we have in our holy Catholic faith. And with regards to the parable of the Good Samaritan, our Lord gave this parable because a young lawyer asked him, what must I do to gain heaven? And our Lord said, well, what do you read? And he correctly said, love of God and love of neighbor. And our Lord said, do that and you'll save your soul. But he wanted to know more. He said, well, who is my neighbor? And that's when our Lord gave the parable. And we should remember that. Love of God, love of neighbor. We should have harmony and unity, especially in our families, but especially among our fellow parishioners, and learn to be forgiving and to have that bond of unity, which is so important. And that also is a lesson from today's gospel. So let us thank God for what we have, and let us be joyful. And if we are not, to examine our conscience, why am I sad? Am I giving into the world? Am I seeking after the things that the world offers that cannot bring joy and peace of heart? Let us be grateful for what we see, what we hear, and what we have. And above all, let us live our faith that we might be with God one day in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.